USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he is addressing the crowding of illegal immigrant children in U.S. camps. The president holding his first news conference in 64 days, saying,
I went to, for example, I used all the resources available to me, went to the Defense Department, and the Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds, be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border. So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon.
A lawyer for the suspected gunman in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store attack says her client has an unspecified mental illness. The judge ruling the suspect will be held without bond until his mental health can be evaluated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
North Korea's actions this week have the world again taking note.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling members of Congress that now is the time to make a generational investment in infrastructure.
The infrastructure status quo is a threat to our collective future. We face an imperative to create resilient infrastructure and confront inequities that have devastated communities.
Buttigieg is testifying before a House committee. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The American taxpayer has paid out nearly $500 billion in enhanced unemployment benefits during the pandemic, with experts finding a staggering number has been stolen through fraud.
The country's lost at least $200 billion and likely over $300 billion.
Blake Hall is the co-founder and CEO of IDME, a firm specializing in verifying online identities.
You can literally take any American adult's identity and turn it into $20,000 or more. There has never been a prize like that for bad guys.
One explanation, in a rush to get money out the door, policymakers did not create safeguards, causing a massive problem.
Unemployment fraud, if it were a program in and of itself, would actually be the fourth largest stimulus program the policymakers had designed.
American Enterprise Institute Matt Weininger tells Fox News the problem is fixable if lawmakers close some of the loopholes that criminals are exploiting.
The predominant factor is individuals who are stealing other people's identities. They're buying somebody's name, social security number, address, sort of basic information on the dark web.
Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear vetoed a bill on Wednesday that would have granted parents and their children more freedom in education choices. American Federation for Children CEO Tommy Schultz saying that Governor Beshear's decision put powerful special interests before children and families in Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.